Parveen,
Where
how
are
are
you?
you?
I'm doing good, thanks, Alex.
This is Dr. Ali dictating progress note. Patient name Kibble, KIBBLE, NASIA, NACEA. Date of birth 9/3/1947, place, which is Charles Village. Patient seen today for follow up for the left leg wound. Next line subjective. Patient is feeling better, no shortness breath, no chest pain. Left leg wound has significantly improved. And there's a scab formation, no evidence of cellulitis. Patient does not have any cough, congestion, and cooperative. On dual system, no headache, indigenous pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, no cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no musculoskeletal, left leg wound that is improving. Neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, alert, cooperative, she has a memory impairment, her blood pressure is 122 over 66, pulse. 70, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%, neck and neck supplementivity, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart estimates 2, abdomen soft, non tender, bowels on positive extremities, left leg, the wound has significantly improved and almost healed, there's a scab formation. Current medication, patient is on Tylenol, 500 mg Q8 hour PR and for pain. DNF treatment, Q forever as needed for shortness of breath. Previous history of COPD, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg QPM, Plavix 75 mg daily, Cyanocobalamin 500 mg daily, Seroquel 25 mg daily. For mood disorder and agitation as recommended by psychiatry. Lab I have reviewed. Patient is on a high dose of statin. I will repeat her lipid profile. And I would recommend to change her atorvastatin to 40 mg QPM today. Patient has a history of COPD and she responded very well in the hospital before with the prednisone, but currently she has been stable. At this point, we'll continue inhaler as written. History of coronary artery disease. That's why she has been maintained on Plavix. She has a previous right RCA stent placement in June 2022. At home, patient was not taking those two medications, either aspirin or Plavix. Patient problem list, coronary artery disease, neck and asthma slash COPD, neck and left leg ulcer, healing. Next line, patient has been high dose of atorvastatin. I have reconciled the medication, will decrease the dose to 40. Will follow up lipid profile, but continue aspirin and Plavix. Will also get outpatient cardiology consultation. We need to ask about the continuation of the Plavix because it's almost 1 year for the stent. Patient herself has a cognitive impairment and she's not a very good historian and she does not comprehend well her medical condition. She has no insight into those medical issues. This is the end of the education. Thank you. So this lady is going to do the lab on Monday. Lipid profile and CMP, please.